ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 30 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास। असाव एवावेव वरोस्माकम् इप्सितो जगतपते प्रसन्नो भगवान् येषाम् अपवर्ग गुरु गति। एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Translation: O Lord of the universe, you are the actual teacher of the science of devotional service. We are satisfied that your lordship is the ultimate goal of our lives, and we pray that you will be satisfied with us. That is our benediction. We do not desire anything other than your full satisfaction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the words Apavarga Guru Gati are very significant. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate fact of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti Shabdyate. Bhagavatam 1.2.11. The Absolute Truth is realized in three features: impersonal, Brahman, localized Paramatma, and ultimately Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. The word apavarga means liberation. Pavarga means material existence. In material existence, one always works very hard but is ultimately baffled. One then dies and has to accept another body to work very hard again. This is the cycle of material existence. Apavarga means just the opposite. Instead of working hard like cats and dogs, one returns home back to Godhead. Liberation begins with merging into the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Lord. This conception is held by the Jnani Sampradaya, philosophical speculators, but realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead is higher. When a devotee understands that the Lord is satisfied, liberation or merging into the effulgence of the Lord is not very difficult. One has to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the impersonal Brahman effulgence, just as one has to approach the sun through the sunshine. It is not very difficult to merge into the impersonal effulgence of the Lord, Brahman, if one has satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Activities of the Prachetas. And here Srila Prabhupada describes that how realization of Supreme Personality of God is higher than Brahman realization or Paramatma realization. In here Prabhupada mentions that in first canto there are three realizations are mentioned, that is, everybody knows that Brahman realization, Paramatma realization and Bhagavan realization. Generally, jnanis, they hanker for Brahman realization. Their whole goal of life is to somehow achieve Brahman realization. But devotees, we see that they never hanker for Brahman realization. Here, Prachetas, they say that our only benediction is that, O Lord, you may accept our service and be satisfied with us. So here, we see that all these three are transcendentalists. Yogis also, jnanis also, as well as devotees also. And Prabhupada mentions that in this material world, everybody is after pavarga. That means foaming at the mouth for some happiness. But we see that all these transcendentalists agrees in one principle, that this material world is full of suffering. Even the yogis agree, Even jnanis agree and devotees also agree. So there is no dispute as far as whether there is suffering in this material world or no. Everybody unanimously accept that there is suffering in this material world. People are working so hard, foaming at their mouth, just to say get some little happiness in their life, and day after day, month after month, they are just slogging, working, just foaming, working to that degree that they are foaming at the mouth, and still they are finding it difficult to meet both the ends together. We see practical example today. There is so much cutthroat competition is there, just for survival. People work 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours a day, just for maintaining one's life and one's family. But this lifestyle, these comforts are already existing in animal kingdoms. They have got nice, comfortable life, and they are peacefully, they have got everything. So we are unnecessarily having over endeavor just to maintain and earn. Supreme Personal of Godhead has given everything for everybody's need. But a person tainted by so many material desires, he want to have more and more, and there is no end to it. And ultimately, he is a sufferer. In the, like say, there is a slogan a mobile company gives, Karlo Dunya Meri Mutthi Mein. And we find that in turn, they are under the fist of the material energy. They are slogging so much to acquire these material assets, and ultimately material energy is gripping that conditioned souls in the cycle of birth and death. Here Prabhupada mentions that life after life, they are just doing similar activity, foaming at the mouth, just to maintain their life. Just to maintain their life. Here we see so much struggle is there. People want to come to Bombay or major metro cities and want to live fast life. People cannot, many times people, Bombay people go to villages and they exclaim, too slow life. Here life is too slow. And villages may be happy. Many times you go in, as in today also some villages you may go, they may shut down their office, these things, shops and other places, rest for 3-4 hours. Morning also they work 2-3 hours, evening work 2-3 hours. And people cannot appreciate. Too slow life. This is, we should have some fast life. So people are so used to such kind of life that they cannot accept simple living and high thinking. They are just foaming at the mouth just to maintain their ends. And this is actually a practical situation. People are suffering. We see people working for 5 days or 6 days a week. Sometimes even people work on Sundays. And sometimes on weekend they may go somewhere, again come back, and again work throughout the week, whole day from morning to night. No family life, no peace of mind, no health also. Then what is the use of that kind of life? Week after week people live such kind of life. And after that, birth after birth, they are into such kind of life. So all transcendentalists, anybody has got some spiritual inclination, or anybody has got even little common sense, he will realize that there is not much happiness involved in such kind of life. So then people turn to spirituality. Somebody accept the become jnani, somebody may become yogi, or ultimately some fortunate souls who get Bhaktilata Beej, they may turn to devotees. So here Prabhupada speaks about jnanis. Jnanis are attracted by Brahman realization of the Lord. They are attracted by Brahman realization of the Lord. So Brahman realization in one way is spiritual, but actually it doesn't give full satisfaction to the Lord, to the living entities. The reason is that the living entities are always wanting to have relationships. And in Brahman realization, like there is no relationship. For example, suppose a person is sent into a smashan, he may find a peace of mind, but he will not find a tangible joy in life. Only with relationship, a person gets joy in life, some satisfaction in life. Brahma, the first created living being, When he was born on the lotus flower which sprouted from the navel of Vishnu, so he was bewildered because he could not see any living entity, and he was frustrated going up and down the lotus flower. So a person cannot remain happy without relationship. Suppose people hanker for material sense gratification. Suppose all this, say, material sense gratification to provide it for that person, and there are new living entities on the planet. Suppose you are told that, okay, you are the boss of this planet Earth, or all cars, all flats, all mobiles, everything at your disposal. You can use everything what you want, but there will be no living entities. You will be frustrated completely. You will be in the midst of all sense gratification. You may have nice foodstuffs, everything, but still a person will be frustrated. Why? Because the nature of living entity is to always have some relationship. Even if you give little affection to even say a dog or say cow, they'll be ready to move around and do anything for you. Why? Because the nature of the soul is to always have relationships. We meet people. One of the arguments Krishna put to Arjuna, that you will not be, one of the arguments that Arjuna put to Krishna, that after this battlefield, all these people will be killed, and what is the use of the kingdom that I will get if the people will not be there? Those who can, with whom I would like to reciprocate with. So a person cannot remain happy with material prosperity. A person feel happy, joy, when he creates spiritual relationships. All this Brahman, Jnanis, they are going for Brahman realization. But ultimately, they fall down to this material existence. And again, they are in the chewing the chewed. They are again doing the same activities. Only pleasure of soul is to somehow make relationship with the Lord. One time, Srila Prabhupada was there. And in his early days, when he went to West, so Prabhupada was not having any person knowing, and one of the initial person who helped Srila Prabhupada was Dr. Mishra. And Mishra was a Mayavadi person. He was a follower of the Shankara, and he has taken sannyas. Although sannyasi, he was wearing a karmi cloth, jacket and pants and all. And Srila Prabhupada met him, and Prabhupada wanted him shelter. So Prabhupada used to visit him many times. And he was Mayavadi, around 45 years age. And during that time, he felt very much sick. And he was on the verge of, he was saying that, I would have died also. And Srila Prabhupada, out of compassion, he cared so much for this Mayavadi person. So much. Prabhupada used to cook for this person, Mayavadi, Dr. Mishra. And just by Prabhupada's insistence and love and care, this Mayavadi became so favorable. And he used to reciprocate with Srila Prabhupada, and ultimately he rejuvenated his health. One time even Srila Prabhupada told him that, why don't you help in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Many times Prabhupada used to defeat him in arguments. But still somehow he was, philosophically he was not ready to give up his misconceptions. So Prabhupada once told him that, why don't you help me to assist in the spreading the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Dr. Mishra could not accept it at this juncture. So he says, no, Swamiji, you are incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You alone are competent to spread the glories, so I don't involve me. So Prabhupada, becoming more smarter, he says that, no, see, your name is Mishra. And Mishra is father of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that sense, you should help. And somehow he didn't help. Jagannath Mishra. So we see that even Mayavadis, although they say that we are one, but still they love relationships, because that is the nature of the soul. Like here, today Gopinath Prabhu gave an example that a king is there, king is like a Bhagwan, And king's palace is like Paramatma feature. And whole of his kingdom is like Brahman realization. So if you want to, different people, like say somebody may be just in the kingdom, that's okay. But higher is that somebody may be serving in palace. And still higher is that somebody is near king and just serving him in personal capacity. So devotees are like that. They are near supreme personality of Godhead. And in various capacities, they serve the supreme personality of Godhead directly. You can imagine the fortune of such person, such devotees. Even such fortune cannot never be even thought for by yogis. Yashoda Mai is running after supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, and trying to bind her. And she catches Krishna and binds Krishna. But yogis cannot even think, they cannot even touch to the toenails of Krishna. So that is the difference between devotees and other transcendentalists. Like say, a soul never merges in the supreme. Like say, soul's identity are always different. Like say, parrot may go in a green tree, but still the parrot, although apparently may look, say it is merged in the tree, but still the parrot is different and tree is different. And parrot always remains different. And it has got individual identity. So, Prabhupada here mentions that even somebody wants to merge in supreme personality of Godhead, one has to have mercy of the Lord. Because without mercy of the Lord, one cannot attain spiritual kingdom. Mercy of the Lord is always required. One time, Srila Prabhupada was there. And he was sitting on him, and around him, his devotees were there. And from a distance, a cat was trying to come. And cat was making his way to come near Srila Prabhupada. And devotees were stopping it. And somehow, Prabhupada indicated, let the cat come. And the cat came and sat near the feet of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada removed his shoes and nicely, gently, placed the feet on the cat's head. And after that, cat went away. And Prabhupada told devotees that this cat in the past life was a yogi. And he wants to go to the spiritual kingdom. But he cannot go unless he has got mercy of the devotees. So that's why he came near me to take the blessings. And surprisingly, devotees found the cat dead next day. So this is the power of the devotional service. Devotional service is so potent, we can't even conceive of. That is the power of the devotional service. Jnanis, as I told, they don't have any relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead, while devotees always have some connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And other processes are full of misery. This process is very simple, straightforward. In till 11th chapter, Krishna explains about various processes, and Arjuna was bewildered by it, and he wanted to ask Krishna that which is the best process. He asked, evam satata yuktaye bhakta saparivasade ye chapakshavan vaktama tesham ki yoga vittama. So he asked that, kindly tell me Krishna, which is the best process? So Krishna says that bhakti yoga is the best process. And he says further that kleshodhe karaste sam vyakta shakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukham dehamad vyapyate. That means those who are on the path of say avyakta, that means impersonal process, spiritual advancement is very difficult also, and it is very painful also. It's very painful. But the same spiritual advancement is very fast. Krishna personally takes care of his devotees. He takes out. He says, Tesha maham samudrata mrityu sansar sagarat bhavamina chirat partha maya vishit chetasam. He says that I take out the devotees from the cycle of birth and death. And that is the glory of the devotee. Devotee always or the dependent of the Lord. While the such yogis or such jnanis are actually are endeavoring on their own, and it takes them, it is very painful process. Actually, what is real jnana? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, knowledge means to know matter, to know spirit, and to know control of the both. And if anybody knows these three aspects, he is known to be jnani. And this jnani actually are not a jnani in real sense, because they don't know who is the controller of material energy and spiritual energy. Krishna is the controller of both the energies, and jnanis, they don't understand that supreme, there is a hand of everything, for everything there is hand of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that they don't understand. So their knowledge is not full, that knowledge is partial knowledge. And when they advance further, and they advance further and they can understand Supreme Personality of Godhead by the mercy of the Lord Himself, then they can actually render into the service of the Lord. So to render service of the Lord is very high realization. And by Prabhupada's mercy, Prabhupada has engaged everyone in the direct service of the Lord. And the process is so simple, so simple. Anyone can practice anywhere. There is no bar on anywhere. And anyone can be benefited by the process. Otherwise, to capture the material energy, to say come out of the clutches of material energy, it is very difficult. One time, Srila Prabhupada was there, and he gave an initiated name to a disciple, and the name was Mahamaya Devi Dasi. And that lady was bewildered, that how is it so that my spiritual master gave me this name? And she asked Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada says that Mahamaya actually another face of Srimati Radharani only. So actually there is no difference between spiritual energy and material energy in one sense. Only conditioned soul, they don't agree to abide by the order of the God. They don't agree to accept the authority of the God, and ultimately they are subjected in the all this misery are there. Birth, death, old age, disease, various bodily pains, mental pain, mental agony is there. And all these sufferings are there. It is mainly due to our false ego toward Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't want to accept the authority of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the main reasons why a person is in the cycle of birth and death. And when one person accept the supremacy of Lord Himself, then actually he can immediately taken out from the clutches of the cycle of birth and death, and he can achieve the ultimate perfection in life, and that is the highest perfection. Srila Prabhupada in one of the purport gives an example that about relationship. He says that in this family life, everybody, male is also suffering, female is also suffering. Both the parties are suffering, and they are still endeavoring. But if you just segregate them and keep say male differently, they will suffer more. In one way, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, they would like to be unanimous activity in the family relationships. So similarly, all this suffering is there, but there has to be relationship. And the relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can actually derive transcendental pleasure. Ananda aspect is in devotees only. Other aspects are there, such chid aspects are there in other yogis and yogis it is there. But devotees only, they can ultimately relish ananda. Ananda, that is by deriving relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we are, even in the conclusion, Prabhupada mentions that one has to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even one want to merge in the effulgence of the Lord, one has to take blessings of Supreme Personal of Godhead. So any transcendentist, if he has to advance in spiritual life, he has to take mercy of the Lord. Without mercy of the Lord, a person cannot come out the this material existence. Many demigods are given different departments. The Mukunda, liberation department with Krishna only. Krishna is the giver of the liberation. So unless Krishna, Lord is happy with a living entity, he cannot come out from the repeated cycle of birth and death. One has to satisfy the Lord. And satisfaction to the Lord can come only when a person serves Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, Prachetas are there. Prachetas got blessings from Shiva. And Shiva then told them to serve Supreme Personal Godhead Krishna. And expansion of Shiva is this Shankaracharya. So Shankaracharya is Mayavadi. But here we see that Lord Shiva, he himself puts a devotee towards Krishna himself, Bhagwan himself. So although even Mayavadi source is Shankaracharya, but still we see that the Lord Shiva is there. He is a staunch devotee of Krishna. And he, whoever worships, whoever he is pleased with somebody, he will put that living entity at the shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. So, in conclusion, actually if one serves the Supreme Personal of Godhead, then whatever his desires are, the spiritual desires, it can at once be fulfilled. Otherwise, a person will always remain bewildered in this material world. In one of the lectures, one of the Srila Prabhupada's disciple was mentioning that even when a yogis meditate on Paramatma, so at some stage they see Paramatma sometimes. Sometimes they see, sometimes they don't see. But when they see sometimes, they feel that I am that Paramatma, because they don't have any guidance. They feel that I am that Paramatma and accept that I am that Supreme Lord. But actually, we are the devotees, we are the servant of the Supreme Lord. And that is the highest benediction which we can achieve in this life. Thank you very much. I would like to end over here. Krishna, any question I can... Shri Prabhupada ki jai.